So apart from the politics of all of this, how does this impact Labor's campaign? Party's General Secretary Andrew Curtin is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
The billboards and the expense of it, is that a real issue?
Oh, look, the billboards are certainly an issue because they're everywhere. Everyone who's driving to work at the moment will probably pass a few. As Jacinda said, she's going to stamp her mark on this campaign. We'll take a little bit of time to work through the billboards, get them replaced. And like Jacinda said last night, she's encouraging everyone to be a little bit patient and to be kind with their graffiti.
Ha! With the billboards, are you actually replacing the billboards, or are you just getting a sticker of Kelvin?
Look, we're looking at our options, but it's likely that we'll replace the ones that had Jacinda and Andrew on them and leave the Ken Lat ones up, obviously.
Okay. Do you have money worries, generally?
Well, no. We're pretty good at money-wise. We're 300% up on 2014 in terms of income. And as Kelvin told you earlier, we got 100 grand just in yesterday. At peak, we're getting about 700 bucks a minute just after Jacinda announced that she was the leader. So we need every dollar we can get, but I think we'll be okay with the billboard.
What's your sense of what happened yesterday? Does it stem the tide, or is this a turnaround?
I think this is a game changer. I really do. I think Jacinda's got an appeal. She speaks to a generation of people and is liked by a lot of people. And I think if everyone saw that press conference that she gave at Parliament at 12:30,
you'll
see someone that's fiercely intelligent and really committed.
I agree. Having said that, though, we've seen that as deputy, nothing happened.
Oh, look, like Kelvin said, being leader is different to being deputy leader. The focus is on Jacinda. She gets to stamp her mark on the campaign. People will see her as the candidate for Prime Minister in 52 days' time, and I think they'll relate to that.
What's a number that you need to see that works to make this worthwhile in the polls?
Wouldn't it be great if we had 45%, Mike?
Are you going to get that?
Anything is possible in politics. Our task is to grow that red vote, that Labor vote, up and up and up, and see where the cards fall on the Sunday after the election, and then start negotiating from there.
Appreciate your time very much. Andrew Curtin, who is the General Secretary of the Labor Party, with us this morning.